You have one voicemail.
Okay, buckle up, dude. This is going to be a long one. No, you stop that right now. This is a voicemail, yes, but I just know that you have some fuckboy pun cooking up in your brain to go with that. You know what? Other times, I would probably say nice to that, but not today. Look, you're my best friend, and I have tried to always be there for you and to support you no matter what, but I think it's getting a bit problematic now. Okay, listen. First, you drool over girls, and then you go back and forth on whether or not they're worth it. But you never do anything. You kick up a cloud of dust and then breathe it all in, and then you're surprised when you choke on it. Oh, wait. Do you hear that? No, really, really. Come here. Listen closely. Do you hear it now? That's the world's smallest violin playing for you. So, okay, this puts me in a pickle, right? Obviously, first of all, you need to get a fucking hold of yourself, man. You need to just commit to something and try it and see what they do. You know, give them a chance to react to something instead of just assuming it'll go to shit. I know you need to do that. And you know you need to do that. And that may be hard for you to swallow. Fuck. I should have picked a better word. Okay, I'm sure now you're like, you know what else is hard to swallow? I know. Fuck off. Listen, okay? Just shh and listen to me. Fuck. Where was I? Right. You need to get hold of yourself. But this is where I don't feel right. Because you should know something. And I really wish I could trust you to team your two working brain cells and figure this out, but I don't have all year. So I think I'm gonna have to spell it out for you. I don't want you to get a hold of yourself. Well, I mean, yeah, I do, but here's what I think will happen. You're not a complete train wreck, so if you keep trying, some of those girls are gonna overlook your many, many flaws and to actually say yes. I may be kidding about your many flaws, but your one huge flaw is that you have the worst taste in women in the world's history. At least, that's what I think, and you know how I'm always right. And fuck, dude. This hurts to say. Like, it literally fucking hurts. But the reason I think so is not just because some of them just kind of suck sometimes. The real big reason is because none of them are me. I mean, really. So, right now you're probably turning into one of those manga people with a speech balloon with three dots in it. I know that because I know you, and I know who you are, and what you do, and what you like, and I'm still around. Did you ever thought about that? Did you ever thought that every time you bitch about your fucking friend zone, that you might be talking about it to someone who just didn't have the damn balls for some reason to just say that she likes you? You know what? Fuck, for some reason. I know exactly why. You don't think I'm interested. You think because I don't whine endlessly about guys I can't have, that I don't want some, you know. Well, no, I'm just shy about some things. This is one. Fuck, dude. If you could just look inside my mind. You know the fucking TV trope about the guy going insane and having, like, photos covering a whole damn wall, and that's kind of how you know that he's a nut job. Yeah. That's me. But instead of creep shots, I have fantasies. Lots and lots of them. I know that you didn't know this, because my poker face is so much better than yours. But I have really great memories about shit that I care about. And I filed the things that you let slip over the years in my brain. I know the kind of things that you like. And I'm down. How's this? I've been talking forever now, so how about a few visuals? So, just imagine this for a little bit, okay? I show up at your place with a very revealing outfit. I know, not really my style, but I can leave a few buttons open and wear a pretty bra, okay? Shut up. And I'll walk towards you, and you'll probably back away from me because we've never done this before. That's okay, because I'll take your hands and put them on my breasts. You want boobs? Here's boobs. Feel them. Maybe like a little bit less aggressive than that, but you know what I mean. And I know this is weird for you, probably, and I know you're expecting me to go, like, and then you woke up. Plot twist, bitch, you've been Shyamalan'd. But this is serious, okay? This is so fucking serious that I'm getting fucking wet just talking about this. Fuck. Where were we? Okay, your hands were on my boobs. And once you realize that you're not daydreaming, your hands wander around them, lifting them up out of the cups. And your fingers are tweaking my nipples. First, a little bit too hard, but you calm down because you hear me moaning. And then you realize that you're playing with the good shit here. And you just keep doing that for 5 minutes. I'm deadly fucking serious, man. I want exactly that. It feels so good when I touch them myself. But when you finally do it, I'm gonna melt. And you will hear me making, like, horny fucking sounds, and I won't even be trying to make them. And we'll be there just admiring each other's bodies. Me feeling the warmth of your skin. And you'll be thinking, like, fuck, why didn't we do this earlier? Hey, a girl can dream, okay? I can't believe I'm telling you this. I mean, me and you, my friend that I've known forever, who makes the dumbest fucking jokes, but I'm so, just burning up lately. And I need someone to help me take all my fantasies and desires and do something with them. And out of the people I know, who better than you to tell this to? I know you're just as big of a pervert as I am, right? And dude, there's just something about picturing you with me when I do this. I need you to be a part of this because you're my friend. And because I think about you and my baby, my heart just melts when I think of you and me doing this. I'm so fucking horny beyond belief, and I have to do something. But I wanna do it with you. Fuck. Shit. Wait, fuck! I just called you baby, didn't I? Ah! Fuck. It just... just slipped out. Actually, do you want me to be your baby? I'm just kidding. Unless, do you? Do I? Maybe that's what I want. To drop to my knees, look up at you, and open your pants. I think I want to take out your cock and stroke it back and forth in my hands. I want to put it in my mouth and suck it. Fuck, I really can't take it anymore. I had to stop and touch myself a little, thinking of seeing you like this, your cock being sucked by me, throbbing, and seeing you about to come, and me backing away so you could shoot your load on me, because you know what? I want your hot cum on my tits. Yeah. Seeing you jizz on me like that, imagining what you look like when you come, seeing you all hot and flustered. Dude. Fuck. I don't know why, but that's like the sexiest fucking thing I can think of. Seeing you like that. God. I want more. I want your finger inside me. Yeah. I want you to fuck me with your finger. Ooh, and suck my nipples too. Fuck. Dude. Is that too busy? I don't know. I'm thinking of you doing that, and I don't even know what to do with myself. It's so hot. I want to pull your head from my nipple and put you right outside my wet cunt. I want you to look at what you did to me. Look how wet you made me. And look how hot I am for you. Go ahead. Lick me. Please. Lash my lips with your tongue. God. Dude. I want you to eat me out so fucking bad. My wet pussy just wants to cover your flustered, cute face of my Jesus. And my clit wants to feel your tongue. And then I want to kiss you. Fuck, I want to kiss you. I want to feel the taste of my wet pussy on your lips. I want to feel your tongue in my mouth. And hear your breathing. I need to kiss you, baby. I just need all of you. I need you. I need your skin touching mine. I need your eyes looking into mine. I need you. Fuck. I love you. I know I need you, dude. Baby dude, I don't, whatever, I need you. So, get your ass over here, right fucking now. I want to tell you exactly what you mean to me, how much you mean to me. I want to show you what you do to me. Please. Just get over here, dude.